This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Markets have been grinding higher since the lows were put in earlier this year. And today we're taking a technical look at stocks and where they could be headed. We'll see what the charts are telling us. I'm Andy Gersher, and this is Gains. As mentioned, we're taking a technical look at stocks. We'll see what the charts are telling us. So let's bring on Jim Welsh, macro strategist and portfolio manager at MacroTides.com in San Diego. Jim, always great to have you on the Gains podcast.
It's always great to join you, Andy.
All right, so today, Jim, as I mentioned in the lead, we're taking a technical look at markets, and that's where I want to start today. How do you see, you know, stocks have been grinding higher here, but where do you see markets technically on the when you look at the charts?
Well, one of the key indicators I focus on, Andy, is the advanced decline line, which measures how many stocks are going up compared to going down. In a healthy market, day after day, more stocks go up than go down. And trouble usually is signaled when the advanced decline line does not make a new high as the S&P makes a new high. So back in February, the AD line did not make a new high as the S&P was pushing to higher highs in February. To me, that was a warning signal that the market was vulnerable to a good-sized correction. The opposite has now been happening in recent weeks, Andy. Last week on May 19th, or maybe a week and a half ago, the AD line actually got above the prior high from November 29th of last year. So for me, intermediate term and longer term, I think that's a very positive, constructive signal, and it suggests that the path of least resistance until proven otherwise is up.
Wow, so that is a bullish signal that you're receiving there. What else what kind of levels are you looking for as far as bases and then areas that the market may run up to test?
Yeah, well, the most obvious one is the all-time high at 61.47, which was reached in mid-February. And so I think the S&P on this move up is likely to get near that before we have a pullback. So I think we're getting close to a short-term high in the market. And irrespective of any pullback, I think subsequently the market is going to rally and exceed whatever price high we hit. And ultimately, my guess is, Andy, that the S&P will make a new all-time high above that 61.47 level.
And what kind of stocks do you see maybe leading this rally? Is it the stuff that's been beat down the worst that comes back, or are there any particular areas? What takes the leadership role in a scenario like this?
I think the tech stocks, again, they were beat down the most during the correction, and they've been coming back very strongly, and they continue to be a leader on the recent gains. So I think the odds are, Andy, the market is going to continue to get pulled up by the mega cap stocks and that's what's been working most recently.
And then are there areas that, you know, you would still stay away from with this new bullish signal?
I still think cyclical stocks are potentially problematic. And the main reason is I think we are going to see signs that the economy is slowing in coming months, Andy. And I think that will be a kind of a caution flag for cyclical stocks. And so to me, I would go with the strength. That is where people are crowding into again. And the main thing is the revenue growth for those companies remains very strong. And I think there's the bias that those stocks then are a hedge against any potential slowing in the economy. So I think that's another reason why they will continue to outperform.
How about other asset classes? We've seen metals do well. I'm thinking gold, that is.
Yep.
And some other areas. Thoughts on, you know, the precious metal space and other asset classes?
Yeah, gold had a correction from, I think, 34.96 down to 31.27. And then as it rebounded from that low at 31.27, Andy, it advanced in five waves. And for me, as a technician and looking at charts, that indicated to me that gold had bottomed at 31.27 and that it was on its way to a new all-time high. So I think gold is going to push above 34.96 in coming weeks. The gold stocks, same thing. I thought they would rally. They've jumped this past week. But I think there's more to come with the gold stocks and gold. And part of it is my expectation was that the dollar would drop to a lower low than what we have seen in the last 2-3 weeks. Now, I think once that happens, Andy, I think the dollar will make a very important and significant trading low. So my guess here is that as the dollar is declining a bit more, that's the window for gold and gold stocks to push higher in the next 2-3 weeks. Once the dollar bottoms, then I think gold will be topping out. The gold stocks with that, and we'll see a fairly good-sized correction in the metals. So we're talking about a short-term trade in the metals and the gold stocks based on the idea that the dollar will be a little bit weaker in, you know, just the next 2-4 weeks.
Are you using GLD to get exposure, or are you picking individual stocks? They usually, you know, run a little farther than the metal itself.
Yeah.
Thoughts on that?
Well, I like IAU just because you'll get the same exposure, and it's easier for people to take a larger position in terms of the number of shares they buy. You know, GLD is at $310, and IAU is at $63. So just a little bit easier for, I think, smaller investors to participate and be able to scale in and scale out. And then I use GDX, which is a composite of gold stocks, as opposed to individual stocks. So you get a little diversification by doing that.
And then just real quick, since we are talking gold, the gold stocks do have a tendency to even run higher than the metals and then get clocked often harder when there's a pullback. I just thoughts on that. Does that hold true? Have you found that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the volatility related to gold stocks is definitely higher than gold. And gold obviously has a fair degree of volatility as well. So, you know, these aren't instruments for the faint of heart. And I think most people who invest in gold and the gold stocks need to have a little bit of a trader instinct in them because of that volatility so that you can take advantage of rallies. But the buy and hold approach with gold and gold stocks, you know, hasn't really been terrific over time. And that's why I like looking at the technical aspects, Andy, so that you can play the swings. Silver has the potential. It's been lagging badly. So in the very short term, I think there's the potential that silver will actually run faster than gold or the gold stocks over the next little bit.
Well, that's an interesting point. Very familiar with silver. I've been trading it for years. You haven't seen the same move in silver that you've seen in gold. And, you know, you will often see silver play that catch up in a big way. So I'm with you on that. And Silver's got a ton of catching up to do. Explain.
It does. Well, it's just basically gold. I don't know what the percentage increase in gold has been over the last couple of years, but it's a big number. And silver just has not matched that performance. And you're 100% right, Andy. A lot of times as you get near the end of a rally in the metals, and this is kind of where I'm at. If I'm right about the dollar making an important bottom in the not too distant future, this last rally, you know, could be pretty dynamic because the metals have that tendency of spiking into highs. And silver often, as you get near the end of a rally, plays catch up because people start to look and say, what hasn't moved up that much? Well, let's go with silver. And you get that big move right near the end, if you will, of a cyclical move up in the metals. So to me, the pieces are falling in place for that to happen.
And then all you need is a scary, scary news event. And that's when you really see these things spike like we have in the past.
Yeah, yeah. And again, potentially, is there something going on that could develop with Iran and the nuclear discussions and so forth? Iran basically said, no, we're not agreeing to anything that the U.S. is putting forward. And I just think there's a moment in time, whether it's Israel by itself or the Israel with the help of the U.S., I think the idea of Iran acquiring a nuclear weapon would be a very bad thing for the Middle East. It would really disrupt the balance of power. And I just think there's a sentiment and a belief that that cannot be allowed to happen. And so we've been having negotiations, I think, for about 4 or 5 weeks with Iran. It doesn't sound like they've proceeded in a constructive fashion. And then it's just going to come down to whether or not President Trump, believes that we should help Israel in terms of negating that issue and threat.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And again, when we, you know, on the onset of this discussion, we're talking about looking at the charts, looking at the levels. As we wrap up our discussion today, Jim, what's the takeaway and what are those key levels? What are the charts telling you? I know we've gotten some bullish indicators here, at least for the mid to short term. But, what's that takeaway? What's the charts telling us?
Well, again, getting above the high that we saw in February on the S&P at 61.47 is a key level. And my expectation is that it will get taken out. But I think we're approaching the end of this move up from the April low, Andy. So, again, we're talking about short-term moves in the market. And then I think there's the potential for a decent-sized correction in stocks. And one of my concerns and one of the things that could prompt that is a meaningful increase in treasury yields. And so I think near term, the market will get a tailwind because I think treasury yields are likely to come down a little bit in the next handful of weeks. But I think as we go beyond mid-year, the real risk is that treasury yields are going to go higher. And a trigger point would be the 30-year treasury yield getting above 5.15% and then 10-year getting above 4.81%. Those are important technical levels. And I think the market can handle where yields are now. It's only if and when we see those yields get taken out to the upside that I think the market then would pay attention, and that would be a reason for a pullback in the market. So,
real quick for the gains listeners, just for especially some of the newbies, explain why those rising yields are a threat to markets as we wrap things up here.
Well, very quickly, valuations in terms of the stock market are related to the level of the 10-year treasury yield. Very, models that do go through metrics. So as the 10-year yield gets above a certain threshold, all of a sudden you look at the P/E ratio on the S&P and people start to conclude, you know what, stocks are relatively expensive compared to the 10-year treasury yield. So that's why historically treasury yields declining have historically been beneficial for stock market valuations, because as yields come down, in effect, it justifies a higher price earnings ratio, obviously with earnings added into the equation. So these are important thresholds. That 5.15%, Andy, on the 30-year is the level at which the 30-year bond peaked, or yields peaked, in October of 2023. In the last couple of weeks, the 30-year got again up to 5.15%. And, of course, it's come down a little bit. Today it's about 488. So that's why that's such a key level, is because it was a high in October of 23. It was a high in the last couple of weeks. If and when that gets taken out, it's going to garner some attention, from stock investors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.